welcome back to Country Tough with Brandy Von Holten. Actually, it's not going to be welcome back to Country Tough. This is our first podcast where we're actually changing the name from Big Boss Mare with Brandy Von Holten to Country Tough with Brandy Von Holten. And today I have a special guest. His name is Michael Green. He is from Leavenworth. Yeah. Leavenworth. Okay, I got to make it singular, not plural. Right, Leavenworth, Kansas. And he is with Watkins C Ranch. So tell us all about your ranch.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for having me out today. We got the awesome tour of the place, and this was phenomenal. Absolutely love coming out here. But just a little background about the Watkins C Ranch. We are a three-generational family that are still operating today. It's got started by my grandpa, Charles Watkins. And
is that the C for Watkins C?
Yep.
Okay.
There's a fun little story with the shape of the property that he first had. Looked like a C. It was shaped in a C. So a lot of people would assume it was Charles. That's why the C was in there. But the first originated was because the property was a C.
Okay. Do you know our property is we've been in the same family we're the fourth generation. So I love hearing another facility that's three generations. And ours is called Von Holten Ranch. It's our last name. But I think that we look like an old school telephone because we come together where the creek is. And then we have like bulbs on both sides. So I think we look like an old telephone. But children are not going to know what that means because they're going to think telephones are just a rectangle that they, you know, can put on speakerphone. But everybody else, if you know, if you had to put your finger in there and dial or press, and if it was ever hung up on a wall, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think we got rid of the house phone when I was in second grade.
Okay.
So, yeah. But no, back to just what we do. We do trail rides and lessons, and recently just launched our glamping experiences. So we serve mostly, you know, it's funny, we're in Leavenworth, but most of the people we serve are in Fort Leavenworth and Kansas City. And so one of our biggest missions was to be able to reach out to the 98% of people that don't really get to experience the horse and experience the Western culture, and be able to bring those folks out there.
Okay. All right. So I'm expecting that you get to hear the word horsey. Look at the horsey. And then, oh my gosh, I'm laughing. And there's probably an adult listening to this being like, what? They're not called horsies? And then they think if they take the reins and go up and down with the reins, like, yeah, then that makes them go.
Yeah.
And then I've had people before, like we used to do guided trail rides here, but I don't rent my horses out anymore. So this is wonderful to have you. And there's another business called Travanoff, or I think, I don't know how to say it, but they have horses where the person doesn't have to have them. They can come out. So y'all are in opposite directions. It works out perfectly for me because I have places to send people. But I've had people that they thought that horses want to be ridden so bad, like they're like a dolphin out in the ocean just ready to save you. And then they tell me, I've watched Heartland. And I'm like, shh. Be quiet, honey. Here we go. Here, let me show you some basic commands because a lot of people have not been around horses.
Yeah.
So have you ever had anybody show up in a skirt or in high heels or,
Oh, we've had some interesting ones. I'll just say there was a bachelorette party that came out.
All right.
And
Okay.
Lots was it. Yeah, we had to tell them to go back and get some appropriate clothes to wear.
I've had somebody show up in wedge shoes before, and they were like, this is the closest thing I have to a boot. And I was like, it's going to work then.
Yeah.
It'll work. I put them on our best horse, but we don't do that anymore, you know. But, yeah, a lot of people have not been around large animals. You know, people are either petrified of them or they have no fear.
Right.
And I'm like, you have to keep your hands on the reins.
Yeah.
They're like, but I want to take pictures. And mm-hmm. I'm like, do you realize that you're on another animal?
I always tell people we specialize in the entertainment side of the horses, right? So okay. Our horses are, two of them actually just a couple days ago, we had to put one down. He made it to 40 years old.
Wow, yeah, that's amazing. He saw three well, that's generations. A testament. That's a testament to your family's equine care.
Yeah, it helps that my stepdad's a veterinarian as well.
Oh, so, okay, that does help.
But yeah, we're left with the last two that have seen all three generations. That we had three left. Those girls, they go out. They know the trail. Most of the time, you could put the reins down over the saddle horn. They just want to.
They know their job. Yeah, they're just like, job. Here you go.
But lots of selfies are getting taken. Lots of turning around, listening to me. I mean, it's definitely the entertainment side.
So I have a horse named KTM, and I actually write children's books in addition to having our horse trail riding facility, and it's called Adventures at Von Holten Ranch. And the first book is called KTM, and the next book is JoJo. But KTM, I got his mom when I was 8 years old.
Oh, wow.
And then KTM is her last baby. So that horse he's more like a brother to me. I know that kind of sounds weird, but he's kind of ornery. But I love him, but then he'll get mad, but then he doesn't do anything to hurt me, you know, and he's a good horse, but I swear we're like brother and sister. I know that just seems so weird to say for somebody to be like, I think this horse is kind of like my brother, but he's done all sorts of amazing things. I can do mounted archery off of him. He's done trail riding. We've done extreme cowboy racing. So how many horses do you have in your herd?
Right now we are at 7.
Okay.
Back before 2020, when we reopened back in Kansas City, we had about 20 horses.
Wow.
And what I realized was less is more sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
it wasn't bad with the economy, but when the economy shifted on us in 2020, we were like, all right, we need to cut the herd down and manage our time better. And then that way we can focus on, you know, those 7 horses, keeping them healthy, happy, and still doing their jobs.
Well, you know what? There's a hay shortage going on right now. It's 2023 and we are scared to death about hay this year. And we have had to cull our cattle herd, and then I am selling a horse. But it's a horse that I got in January with the purpose of selling it. But then I fell in love with her and I was going to keep her, but now I'm like, nope, you got to go, girlfriend, because I got to get enough hay. A lot of people don't think about things like that, where culling is, it helps the rest of the herd have enough resources.
Right.
So, all right. So tell me, have you always been in the horse industry, or tell me a little bit about your past?
Yeah. So I've grown up in it. My mom, when it got passed down to my mom, I was around, and I was kind of next in line. When I turned 18, I had the chance to take it over, and I honestly wanted nothing to do with it at that time.
Okay.
Because I grew up in it, right? So
right.
You don't know what you're missing until you leave it. And so I moved to Texas, got married, got divorced pretty quickly, and it was quite the journey, but I got into marketing and got into network marketing. And I had a lot of fun out there because it was, I got to take the things that I learned on the ranch and bring it to the world. And it just helped develop me as a person. And then you realize, oh my gosh, I kind of miss this thing.
Yep.
I miss what I grew up with. So we restarted the ranch back up in 2020.
Okay.
In Kansas City. So it's been a wild ride.
2020 opening in 2020 in Kansas City. Wow. I know during 2020, we kind of stood our ground on some stuff, and our business actually increased by 136% because you know what? We were out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, we were the place that you needed to be.
Exactly.
So, and we were advised to shut down, and then we didn't, you know, because Walmart didn't have to shut down, and I wonder how many Walmarts would fit on our family farm. So I'm like, nope, I'm sorry, but sound right or look right, and it wasn't right, you know,
yeah.
So probably ain't right. So we had people, we took on additional safety precautions and cleaning procedures, and we separated people out, and, you know, we made sure everybody felt safe. You know, we upped everything that we could do, you know what I mean, to make sure that we could continue with this way of life, this cowboy way of life that we love so much. So I will tell you, my favorite thing about people getting to come out here whenever we have like horse camps or something is them getting to be around those animals. And we have one named Coco. It's my super large mule. And that mule loves those kids. And to see those children like bond with an animal that they wouldn't necessarily ever be able to without people like us, you know, that are opening up, because most people don't want you to ride their horse.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They don't want you on there because, well, they put so much time, money and energy into those horses. Those horses are family members. And then somebody didn't know what the heck they're doing, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. It takes a lot to let somebody else ride your own horse. So it's most definitely supervised.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there with a lot of instruction. And I want people to get into horses. I want there to be more people that fall in love with horses, because there's more and more people that don't have agriculture in their life.
Right. Yep. Well, can you imagine in 2020, during COVID, we ran into the same issues. And I just saw there was such a higher need than normal for people to get out of the house. I mean, depression went up, suicide went up. And what we saw and what took place and happened was we saw an increase in business too that we've never seen before. I mean, there was people coming out every weekend because they just wanted to get out the house. They wanted to spend time with their family, and those horses are so therapeutic for those folks. And so it just increased. And it seemed like the more we drew the line on our beliefs, the more our business increased as well. Right.
Well, you know, COVID for us, we hosted 16 different horse camps that year. Wow. Because there was such a need to let kids be kids, let them be outside, let them not worry about all the chaos of the adults. Okay. So that's whenever we actually started building with David, because we had so many repeat customers that were like, man, we've got to change up our horse camps. Like, surely they're going to get bored of them or something. So we wanted to change them up a little bit. So we started having them actually learn how to build. And then that has been what sparked our homeschool and our private school business called Building with David, where we actually send them all of the pieces to build something, but they're unfinished. And then they build through video, and then they get a curriculum sent to them. So people that are homeschooling or private school, if their school doesn't have a wood shop or the parents don't have that, we now made that where those kids do have that availability. And we wanted to make sure that kids are able to grow through confidence through building those projects. So, you know, COVID did a lot of bad, but it sure did open up a lot of people's eyes, and it made people realize, like, whoa, we need to learn how to do some stuff for ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, now we're starting a homesteading business called Country Tough Homesteading, and it's just because we live on a ranch that just won Missouri's Best Ranch, okay? And there's a lot of, we don't take it for granted. We know what we have, but the things that we know how to do, a lot of people don't know how to do.
Right.
I mean, how many people have you, I mean, you're probably having to saddle the horses for everyone. They don't know how to put them on or.
Oh yeah. So yeah, we've got great trail ride leads that go through training on how to do it properly. But yeah, it's like that, but there's such a need that once they experience that hour trail, they want to come back and they want to learn, you know, and it's their foot in the door.
So tell me a little bit about your business coaching.
Yeah. So right now we just got started. My business partner wasn't able to get here today, but he's super excited to come out. By the way, if you guys are listening to this, Brandy is totally awesome. Like,
well, thank you.
I've been praying for a long time to find someone in the industry to mentor, or not to mentor, but to be mentored by, because Brandy thinks way outside the box. So
That will bite. It bites me in the butt, but then it opens doors at the same time. I mean, and I think there's more doors open than butts being bit.
That's right. And it's okay, because we need a new. We need new vision out there, especially in the ag world, in the ag industry, equine world. But anyways, my buddy, I just want to give you a shout out because you're totally
thank
awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But my buddy wasn't able to make it. But recently we saw there was a need with, it started off with just horse ranches. Mm-hmm. People were looking, they're my generation, millennials, what we're seeing is a gap in the ag world. And so some people are getting handed this land and they want to kind of escape. They want to get back to the basic stuff of what made us who we are, and mm-hmm. slower life, you know, kind of back to what you were talking about, starting the Build with David and the homestead business.
Sometimes less is more. Yeah. Less is more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you got to feed 20 and not, or 7 and not 20 horses.
Yeah.
But so we started this consulting business for ranches, and then it kind of turned into just normal businesses because mm-hmm. we understood the power of social media and marketing and branding. And that kind of took a couple leaps this year, and we're just seeing what God has for us. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what, you know, I have found myself in that way because, man, I have done some things wrong and I've done some things right. And do you know that first year business, like if you own a cell phone business, right, you have a 50% chance of not making it past that first year. Mm-hmm. Franchises have a 95% success rate for the first year, and then it only goes down a little bit from there. But if you own your own business and it's a small business, 50% of them do not make it past the first year. Well, you know what? That's a bunch of bull crap. And like, so it takes people that have, man, I've got a pretty rough story. Michael's got a pretty rough story. And it's going to take people that have went through some stuff and learned how to end up successful on the other side of that to get you through it. Yeah. And, man, so we're walking the walk and talking the talk because we both have businesses that are excelling. And then we want to help people with that. So, you know, and then here we are. We're both in the equine industry. We've both doing business coaching. And looky here, guys, it is community over competition all day, every day. The way of the world in the past, whenever you had to hate the person that did the same thing with you, there's no future in that. Yeah. Okay, the agriculture world is so small.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you said only 2% of the world is agriculture, or 98%?
Yeah, just using those numbers, 2%, we wanted to reach out to 98, the ones that aren't involved.
Right, yeah. So that means we're a small population, so there's enough to go around for everybody.
Amen.
Yep. And if 50% of all small businesses are failing that first year, y'all need to get a coach. Every successful person, all of those successful athletes that you see, you know how many coaches they have? Okay, more coaches, more income. Think about it, okay? I used to be a school teacher also. I had professional development. You cannot have professional development and stay current. You will become stagnant, and anything that is stagnant, it grows nasty stuff and it stinks.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no future in it. You need to keep your mind churning. You need technology today and marketing today is not what it was in the past. My husband used to just buy a place in the Yellow Pages and it cost him so much money. And one year they didn't get in there because something happened and it just like plummeted their sales. Those days are over with. Okay. I don't even know if Yellow Pages still exist. I don't know if phone books exist.
I don't think so. I don't know.
So anyways, guys, I just wanted to give a brief intro because we both have like these crazy schedules, but I will most definitely have Michael Green back. And if they wanted to find you, where do they look you up at?
You could just go to www.walkingsearanch.net or just find me on Facebook.
Okay, Michael. Let's spell that one more time. So your website is WATKINS and then C Ranch. Mm-hmm. .net.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so there was the website. Now tell us the social media.
And then social media, Facebook's good. Michael W. Green, and you'll see a picture of me in a cowboy hat with my new baby.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then if you'd like to find myself, my Brandy Von Holten, Brandy with just spelled with a Y, and then Von Holten. Now there's no A in that, okay? Because I used to do a whole bunch of professional fighting. I'd tell people if they put an A in my last name, I'd kick their A. But it's V-O-N-H-O-L-T-E-N, Von Holten, because my husband and I are perfect 10. That's what, because he's tall and skinny and I'm chubby in a circle. Okay. So Von Holten. So you can go to brandyvonholten.com or you can look up Von Holten Ranch. We believe in our ranch so much, we put our last name on it.
I love it.
Yep. So you can find us there. You can find me on any social media thing. If you look me up on TikTok, You're going to find me doing ice water baths in a bathing suit, and you're going to see me doing a push-up challenge right now for the month of July because I'm doing 1,776 push-ups to celebrate our independence.
Amen.
Yeah. All right, guys, it's been a wonderful day. Thanks for tuning into not Big Boss Mirror with Brandy Von Holten, but Country Tough with Brandy Von Holten.